Matt Blaisdell of the Andersons in Delphi is away from his phone. However, Brian Stark of the Andersons here in Champaign is available. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, it looks to me like producers are maybe looking to let go of a little bit of grain as prices are rallying on the board. Are you seeing any new sales?
Yeah, I think the producer this week has rewarded the market's rally. I think up until today, put on about 75, 80 cents since we printed a low on the 11th of December. So I think they're rewarding the market a little bit. But for the most part, their cash flow needs are covered till the end of the year. I think we'll see some more selling come in January, but they've done a good job of rewarding the market for what it's given him over the last week.
And looks like the basis continues to be pretty firm?
It is firm because of farmer, the lack of selling in general, but I think once those magical numbers are hit, some say $4 cash corn would generate additional movement. I think if that ever transpires here as we approach the first year after, shortly after, I think that could show some pressure to the basis here eventually.
Have you done any 09 bookings yet?
Very little. I think when the market was, somewhat firm back early in July, there was a little bit done then. We've done a little bit as we've moved through the fall harvest. But for the most part, people are kind of waiting to see because input costs, while they're starting to come down, haven't quite got down to levels producers feel comfortable at knowing what a profitable level is yet. I think we'll get a better feel when we get into February and we start determining our guarantee price from crop insurance. And most producers are willing to wait till at least then to kind of get a ballpark of what their protection is going to be.
Can you make a case for an idea that corn demand will pick up?
Well, I think the case is the fact of why we've rallied so much in the last week. The dollars decline, and I think that's where it starts. Obviously, with OPEC's decision to cut 4.2 million barrels a day of production, it didn't have the positive impact on oil we wanted today, so ethanol is going to struggle, but exports could become more competitive with a weaker dollar.
Very quickly, your prices.
This evening, 374 cash corn, 849 cash soybeans.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Stark of the Andersons. He is in Champaign, Illinois.